Yes, guys, so this is part three. And like I said, it goes back to my therapy sessions. My therapist will always say to me, a man's actions have to match his words. If they don't match, then he doesn't want the same things as you. I remember one time I was dating this guy, and I told my therapist he wasn't texting me enough. And she was like, well, so what? She was like, in this generation, we rely on texting so much. We need to be talking on the phone and FaceTiming and being instead of texting. She was like, I prefer to talk on the phone instead of texting because it's more meaningful conversation. And I just remember a lot of things that she said to me, what she taught me. And I just took that with me, you know. I agree that our generation does solely rely on text messaging for a lot of things, but I also agree that it's easier in this day and time to text instead of talk on the phone because we get so busy with doing things around the house and work and other things, so we don't always have time. But I just feel like I keep trying to go back to my therapy sessions and think, okay, what did she say to you, Sherelle? How, you know, just, I know a lot of things that I've put up with, my therapist would have been told me, close that door, Sherelle, close that door. But I didn't close it because in my mind, I thought this person was genuine or they were different or whatever the case may be. And I'm going to tell you guys why I made this into a three-part series and why I'm talking to y'all about this so heavy. Because I know there's a lot of women out there who are just like me, who are single, who want love, who see happy couples walking down the street every day or on the Instagram or Facebook or wherever. I know there's a lot of women who meet men out here and you think they have potential and you see something in them and you just hope and pray that it's right because you're so tired of being hurt. You're so tired of being led on. You're so tired of going through the ups and downs of relationships that you just hope that God has finally made this person for you. And I know the reason I'm sharing all this with you is for a reason. Because I feel what you're going through. I get it. I have spent this whole year struggling with anxiety and depression, healing myself. I spent this whole year meeting men who didn't even want nothing from me but sex, didn't want a relationship, didn't know what they wanted, who didn't treat me right. I spent this whole year going through ups and downs, trying to figure it out, and kept saying to myself, I wish God would just send me the right guy. I wish I could just meet the right person. Like, why is this happening? Can I just finally meet a good guy? Like, going through that up and down of pain and being hurt repeatedly, but still having that hope that you're going to meet somebody. So you get hurt, but you still pick yourself up and go, okay, it's still possible. I'm going to meet that person. So I know what that feels like. You know, I've been told so many things by so many men and so many people. I've been lied to. I've been betrayed. Like, and some of this stuff, it tears me up inside to think about. But we can't give up on love. It is out there. I know it is. I see people every day who never thought they would find their soulmate who found it. Like, that's why when I got into my relationship, I was so happy because I had finally met somebody who had looked at me and said, Sherelle, you're going to be the next one to get married. I finally met somebody who made me laugh, who was doing all the things I wanted, who wanted more kids, who wanted a family, who I had gotten to a place in my life where I wasn't so picky about how the man I loved had to look or had to way he had to work and the kind of car he drove. Like, none of that mattered. I said, Sherelle, start looking at people differently, because the love of your life might not be the tallest person in the world, the skinniest, but they still could love you and treat you right. And I was happy. I was so happy. And I just had hopes, like high hopes. Like, you know, I'm finally getting it right. It's finally gonna be everything that I want it to be. Cause I had waited. I had waited and waited and waited. And I ain't even gonna lie to y'all, I could have been in relationships with other people. I could have been doing other things, but I didn't want that. Like, I just remember, like, before I even got in a relationship with my boyfriend, before we even, like, got together, like, I had a guy friend trying to talk to me. And he was like, oh, let's go on a date, let's do this. And I was like, no, I'm good. And it's like, the reason I was like that with that guy friend is because this particular guy friend, it's like every time when I would be in my dark spaces with my depression and anxiety, he would always leave and just stop talking to me for like months. Like, he would go a year sometimes without talking to me. Then he would pop up like everything was good. It's like when I was in a good space and I wasn't depressed and had anxiety, he was cool to be around me. But the moment that I had was in a bad space with my depression or anxiety, he would disappear. And to me, that's not a true friend. That's not somebody that I want to be in a relationship with, because you're basically telling me that when I'm in my dark hours, when I'm not well, you can't handle that person. So why would you want to be with me? Only when I'm in my good stages. I'm going to be real with y'all. When it comes to dating, I'd rather date somebody that would be with me in my darkest hours before my good times. Because if you are just with me for the good times, what happens when everything goes bad? What happens when everything's not good? Are you going to leave? So I look at stuff like that. I feel like I had waited and I just was like, okay, cool, like this is it, you know. But it's just like, I'm tired, y'all. Like, I'm honestly tired. What am I waiting for? And I ain't even gonna lie to y'all, it just makes me hard for me to trust him, because when you're putting your phone on silent and I don't hear from you for hours and I don't get a call, I don't get a FaceTime, I don't get anything, like, it's like, what are you exactly doing? Like, I understand when he does it when he gets off work, because he's going to sleep to prepare to go to his morning job. I get it. But when you randomly do it on a Sunday when you don't even have work, and you silence it so early, you don't even respond to my text, and then now it's the next day and you still have it on silence, like, what are you exactly doing? And some of you might think I'm overreacting or I'm jumping the gun, but you gotta understand, like, even if I would have my phone on silence, I would let my partner know, hey, my phone's gonna be on silence, babe, I'm doing this and that, just letting you know. Those are things you communicate with your partner. You don't just silence your phone and then don't say nothing to your partner, don't open my message, don't do nothing. It's like, y'all have to understand that communication goes such a long way. If more people communicated, these issues wouldn't even be arising. But honestly, as the year is slowly ending and I'm just getting to this place that I'm in, I'm just really tired, y'all. I'm really tired. My goal for 2023 is just to get out the house more. Like, I spend a lot of time in the house, y'all. I don't go nowhere. I don't hang with nobody. I scared of a lot of things, scared of the interstate, scared to do so much. Like, I've spent a lot of my 2022 in the house. I never went anywhere. I just sat in the house and just stayed here. I secluded myself to this house. And I know that's not healthy. So, being that it's a new year, y'all, I'm just not going to be in the house as much. I'm going to be constantly going. Whether I go by myself, whether I go with my daughter, I'm just going to always make it a point to get in my car and go places. To get in my car and move around. Do things that make me happy. Because I feel like I spent this whole year just not living. I'm just existing but not living. And that's one thing I don't want to keep doing. I want to get out the house more. I see everybody around me going places, doing stuff, and I'm just sitting in the house not doing nothing. You know, I'm tired of sitting in the house. I'm tired of not going anywhere. I'm tired of looking around and realizing that I could be doing stuff and I could be living life, and I've chosen not to do so. I've spent so much time just not living the life that I should have been living, y'all. Like, the amount of people that ask me to hang out, the amount of people that ask me to do stuff, and the amount of times I'd be like, nope, not gonna do it, no. The amount of times that I just feel like I could be living my life and I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired, y'all. I'm not doing it no more. I refuse to, like, spend my 2023 not living my best life and not doing what I want to do. Like, I'm going to start going places. Like, on the weekends, I'm not sitting in this house no more. Like, I work Monday through Friday, so obviously I can't go a lot of places during the week. But when it comes to, like, my Saturdays and Sundays, I'm not being in the house no more. Like, this week I'm on vacation, and I'm telling you, every day I'm going to go do something. Like, my vacation starts Wednesday, y'all. Which, this is the weirdest thing, y'all. I think I told you guys this, but I'm going to repeat it again in part three. I took some vacation days this week. I thought we were open today. Come to find out, we were closed. So, I could have took today off. I could have took Tuesday off. So, I have to work tomorrow. Because of the stupidity of my mind. So I work tomorrow. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or whatever. And then I'm off today. So I work tomorrow. And then Wednesday and the rest of the week, I'm on my vacation. So when I get off work on Tuesday, me and my daughter will probably go do something when I get off at 4:15. I need to go grocery shopping, but I don't feel like going because I just don't feel like going to Kroger to brave that crowd. Kroger be packed, y'all. But most likely, I probably would go to Kroger because I don't feel like going today, y'all. I don't know if I'm going today to the grocery store or not because I have to get, like, make a list of things to get because my daughter goes back to school Monday. So, I have to get all these things. So, I don't know what day I'm going to the grocery store because I was actually going to go today. Then I was like, I don't really want to go today. So, if I don't go today, I most likely will go tomorrow when I get off work, which is probably what's going to happen. I probably just go when I get off work and then just get all my groceries then. Kroger shouldn't be as bad because it'll be dark outside and stuff. So, most likely I'll probably go to Kroger tomorrow. But I do intend to get out the house today too. Me and my daughter will probably go for a drive or something today. And we might go to Walmart just to do something fun just to get out the house. And we might go to Target because Target is less packed now. So, I'm able to go back in there. So, that's probably what me and my daughter will do. We'll probably go somewhere today, and then tomorrow when I get off, I'm gonna go to Kroger and get my groceries. And I don't know, the rest of the week I'm just gonna make sure to do stuff to get out the house, because I think my biggest issue is I sit in the house so much, y'all. I don't go out enough, and that's why I worry and I get sad like this and my depression kicks in, because I'm just sitting in the house and I don't go. And I envy people who always be out the house doing stuff. But I'm the type of person, I'm such a homebody. Like, I don't be even knowing where to go when I do leave the house. So, I just gotta find more stuff to do to get out the house, y'all. But that's definitely my goal, is to just not be home most of the time, just to be on the go. I feel like I gotta start meeting up with people and just living my life and doing the things that make me happy, y'all. So that's just what I want to do, you know. I just want to get out the house more, live my life more, and be free. You know, I feel like I'm just tired of being in the house. Like, it's not healthy, and I know it's not, but it's just like I became this homebody, and it just, I've always been a homebody. You know? And it's like, it's been like this for like months and months and months. And I just feel like I need to get out more and be around people and actually go out to eat and just do normal things. Like, my soulmate literally could be outside. I don't know, and my soulmate could still be my boyfriend. I mean, I don't know, because again, y'all gotta realize I don't nothing about being in love or nothing about a soulmate, because I've never had one. But sitting in the house doesn't help me, you know. So, and I had like one of my friends who kept asking me to hang out, and they would get so mad at me because I'd be like, no, I'm not hanging out with you. But I'm just ready to see, just to get out the house, y'all. I want to tell y'all a story, though. I have a cousin that literally, she was single for the longest time, y'all. She was like anti-men. She could not deal with men. She was like, she don't want no man. She happy being single. She just would hang out with the girls all the time. And then like a year ago, she ended up getting into a relationship, and she found a really good guy. And they've been together for a year, and she's happy. And this was like, I never thought I would see her in a relationship because she was anti-men, literally. But I'm happy for her. I'm happy for her. I am. Because it gives me hope. Like, she was single for like a good couple of years, y'all. I'm talking about some years. So for her to find somebody and open her heart up, it just gives me hope that, you know, it's possible that those things are attainable, that you can have that, you can find that. I hold on to hope. I really do. So, with all that being said, y'all, I know I was a little down. I'm just gonna shake it off and just get back to being happy. I gotta stop stressing over stuff like this, because it doesn't change anything. And my therapist probably would tell me I'm overthinking and I need to chill out. So she's probably right. But yeah, you guys, I'm about to probably get ready to get dressed in a minute and just enjoy my day. And doing the things that make me happy. Like, just gonna focus on being happy and focus on myself. And that's all I'm gonna do. I don't know what else to say to you guys about my relationship. Like, all I can say is that I do want it to work, but if it doesn't work, then I just know that God is telling me that he has somebody else for me. He's got something better for me. The reason I shared these three segments about my relationship, what I was going through, is because, again, I know somebody out there can relate. I didn't do it to shame my boyfriend. I didn't do it to make anybody look bad. But I want you guys to understand, because a lot of women out here, we settle. We don't think we deserve certain things when that's just not the case. Love is attainable. You will eventually meet the right person when you least expect it. That person's going to pop up and they're going to be present for you. And you're going to be happy. And your life is going to change and you're going to be better. You can't force somebody to be a good person. You can't force somebody to do the right things. It has to be up to that person. And if they choose not to do the right things, then why would you want to be with them, you know? So in this situation, I feel like I've said what I had to say to my boyfriend. We've had many conversations about this, but I just want to move forward, you know? I want to focus on myself and just being happy, and hopefully it includes him in my happiness because I want him around, but, you know, I just need things to change a little bit, you know? But in the meantime, I'm just going to focus on myself. You know, I'm going to fall back. I know my therapist taught me things like, in situations like this, you know, don't always be the only person putting the effort in. You know, sit back. Let that person reach out to you. If they really want you, they'll call. If they really want you, they'll text. So that's what I'm going to start doing, you know. Just focusing on myself and being happy. You know, so I'm about to make my bed, y'all, and I'm gonna get dressed, pay some bills, and then later on I'll probably make up my grocery list, because I need to make my grocery list out so I can go to the grocery store tomorrow when I get off. And I'm just gonna focus on being happy, y'all, and just being happy. You know, that's all I can say. And I'm sorry, y'all, for being emotional and crying through all three parts. I think I'm more so emotional because I'm just tired. I've been in this place so many times, and when you just kind of realize that all you really have is you, and that certain people that you thought would be there weren't, and it hits differently. It gets you emotional. But it was hard for me to talk about all this stuff, because a lot of times when I'm going through stuff, I don't really talk about it on here anymore. I keep it in, but I feel like, why not share my story if it can help someone else, or if someone else can relate to me? So yeah, it's a little emotional for me to go through these things. It's emotional for me to have to be dealing with certain things that I'm dealing with. But I'd rather talk about it than not talk about it, you know? And I did say to my boyfriend, I said, hey, you know, do you want us to go into 2023 together? You know, don't you want us to walk through the next year together? Like, you know what I'm saying? And I told him, like, it was days where I really needed you. You know, I needed my man, and you were just not present. And none of the texts was to shame him or make him feel bad, but I know him. And so I know him reading these texts, he might feel a little way. But I also feel like if I don't say how I feel, then I'm not being truthful either. And like I said, I'm not asking for much from him, just to communicate better. That's the biggest issue right now that we have, is communication on his end. Like, we just not, no communication. So I don't know, you guys. I definitely will keep you guys posted, and let you guys know, like, if me and him do talk and what we decide and all kinds of stuff. I'm keeping you posted. And again, for those who are like, why is she talking about this, blah, 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 I've told you I'm doing this for a reason, and it's not for me. It's just really because I feel like so many people are scared to talk about these things or be honest or be raw with their partners. Like, why are we scared to talk about it? Why are we not being honest? Let's keep it 100. Let's say what it is. So that's why I was honest. But my hope for every woman out here who's single, my hope is that you find love. My hope is that you get that happy ending, because we all deserve it. But, you know, I've just had to learn that, you know, for now, and I will be leaving out the house more. I'm going to start doing some different things when it comes to people in my life. You know, just gonna look at things differently. And just be different. I don't know, y'all. I don't know what else to say, but I hope everyone has a good New Year's Eve and stuff, and everyone's positive and everything works out for everybody. So that's all I really can say, to be honest with you guys. I don't really have more words, you know. If, like I said, all I can say is that I hope everything works out between me and him and we can get it right. But if it doesn't, let's just say by chance it doesn't work out, then I'm just gonna move forward and focus on myself, because I honestly do not want to do this again. I'm tired. I don't want to do the whole relationship thing again. I'm just tired of it at this point. You know? So, that's all I can say about that, y'all. I don't know what else to say, y'all. I will definitely be uploading these episodes for you guys. But yeah, my cough is a lot better this morning, y'all, than it was last night. The melatonin definitely helped me sleep really good last night. Shout out to melatonin and the sleepy time tea, because I got tired of taking Theraflu. So it was a really not good night's rest that I needed. Anyway, you guys, I'm about to go get dressed and ready and make my bed and just start my day. This will be broken up in segments, you guys. This will be part 3. I have part 1 and 2. And again, please excuse me in the coughing. Please don't laugh at me for the coughing or for the crying, because I just really been holding a lot and I just wanted to get it out. But also, I just wanted people. Ooh, I just got hiccups, y'all. I wanted people listening to understand that we're all human. We all go through things and it does get better. But never, ever, I want to say this to my ladies, don't ever feel like you're fighting for somebody to be in your life or you're fighting for them to do the right thing. Because if it feels like you're consistently trying to make them be good, make them see you, make them text you, make them call you, and if it feels like you're consistently trying to force it and they're not doing what they're part of all, at that point, it's like you got to let it go. And so that's why I'm bringing all this up to you guys, because honestly, you know, being that the person I'm with has never done all this before and they started kind of being a little distant and different around the holidays because things got busy, I get it. But I should never feel like I'm not a priority. I should never feel like I'm not important, you know what I mean? So, because y'all got to understand, like, this is the same person who told me a few days ago, he was like, babe, he was like, I'm going to love your daughter as much as I love you. He was like, she's going to be well taken care of. And same person that said that I was going to be the next one to get married. Same person that told me they would never hurt me. They would never leave me. This person has told me a multitude of things. And I just feel like, you know, I want to believe everything he says to me. I want to believe that this is real. I want to believe this is right. But without, like I said, with the biggest thing is about communication. What do we really have? Because the worst thing in a relationship is when you feel like you're in it by yourself. When you start to feel like you're alone and you have somebody. It should never feel that way. Never feel that way. You should always feel like you're in a relationship when you have that person. But if you're in it and you feel like you're alone, like that's when it starts to get shaky, because it's like, why do I feel alone? You know? And for me, the kind of personality and how I am with people, when I feel like somebody's being distant, when they're not texting, when they're not calling, when they're not spending time with me, when they're pulling away from me, I tend to shut down. I tend to pull away too. And when that happens, that my feelings for that person will start to deteriorate, because everything I'm putting into them, they're not giving back to me. And I be trying so hard to make it work and to keep pushing and keep going. But if all I'm getting from the person is pushback, 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 and they're not giving me everything, I pull away. And that's just how I was like that in all my relationships, even the ones that lasted for three or something years. Like when I started to feel like that person wasn't giving me their all, or wasn't doing this, or wasn't doing that, when that person really just didn't seem to care, or they were pulling away, then I shut down and I pulled away. I'm not saying my partner has to be all over me, but I should at least feel like my partner wants to be here, you know? And if I feel like that person is just like, well, I don't want to be here no more. Well, I don't want to do this no more. Then I start to feel the same way. Like, why would I not? Like, that's all I'm saying. And, you know, the last couple of days, just feeling like he hasn't been as present, it kind of made me feel like, well, dang, like, does he really still want this? What are we really doing? You know, like, is my time being wasted? And that's why I told you guys I did that thing intentionally, where I didn't text him just to see what would he text me. I know some of y'all might be think that's petty, but I just wanted to see, because he hadn't been communicating with me. And I just feel like I said, none of this should be complicated. It should be so freaking easy. And I'm tired. Like, so it's just a lot, y'all. And I don't know what's next. I just know, like, 2023 is coming. And, you know, I'm walking to the new year either with people or without people. It's, you know, because New Year's Eve is actually on Saturday, y'all. Ooh, that's crazy. New Year's Eve is on Saturday. And then New Year's Day is Sunday. So y'all gotta think, if me and him are not squared away by Saturday, then are we really going into the new year together? Like, that's what I'm saying. So yeah, that's just where I'm at with it right now. Like, because I'm so serious. If this goes for anybody in my life, if we haven't communicated, we haven't talked, if you've done something to me to hurt me, you haven't apologized, or you haven't even tried to make it right, or you just haven't been a good friend, like, are you really going to go into the new year with me? Probably not. And honestly, at this point, I honestly don't care, because I feel like so many people have done things to me this year. Some people have hurt me, some people didn't care about my feelings at all. So it's kind of like I'm looking at the people who were good to me, who were there for me, which there are still a select few that were good to me and were good people. But once Saturday gets here and that ball drops at midnight, you know, it is what it is. So if something ain't settled, if you acting funny towards me, then bye. Poof, be gone. Like, bye. You know. And I'm going to be real with y'all. That's another reason I was excited about my relationship when I got into my relationship in November, because I was like, oh my God, I told him, I said, babe, we can go into the new year together. And he was like, I can't wait. He was like, watch out, 2023 is going to be so good for me and you. He was like, I can't wait to go into a new year with you. So I'm all excited, because I'm like, we about to go into this new year together. He was excited. And it's like, how did we go from all this excitement and you putting everything you had into me to just you pulling away and silencing your phone, not responding to my texts, just doing stuff that I find weird. Like, I don't get it. So, I don't know, y'all, but my cough is coming back, so I'm gonna wrap this up. I will upload all parts in a few minutes. Please listen to them, y'all. Try to understand them. And you're going to have to listen to them in order to understand what I'm talking about. So you have to do part one, part two, and then part three. Because if you go out of order, you're going to be like, what is she talking about? So anyway, thanks you for listening, guys. I hope everyone has a great new year. I will try to record again before the year ends. But if I don't get to you, please, I'm sorry, y'all. But peace and love.